Hi, this is Benson.
Hey, Benson, I don't know if you sent that after we talked or before, but I just got an email with a bunch of question marks on it, so I didn't know if you wanted me to jump on with you here.
Huh?
Yeah, you sent me an email with a bunch of question marks? Or it was a text message that it came across as an email.
A bunch of question marks.
Yeah, I don't know if you were responding maybe to the text message that I sent to you. And then,
yeah, let me see.
Yeah, they were just saying to like put the social and how about insurance, leave it blank. Oh yeah, you still have to go get your insurance though, right?
Yeah, but that's what I said. I said how about insurance, and then I said leave it blank question mark.
Got it.
I don't know why it said multiple, but
yeah. Did you already finish the app?
No.
Okay, good.
So I didn't know what to do for the answer.
Yeah, you're fine. You already plan on getting the insurance, so you might have to just hold off on finishing the application until you have that, and then you can put it in there.
So I need the insurance for the application, though?
It's not required in order to get Google Guaranteed. I mean, you could bypass it.
Okay, I'll do that then.
Here, let me just double check. Insurance is not required. Does he skip that part of the application? I'm still been working on this thing, dude. My eyes are just burning from just looking at the screen for the last couple hours.
I don't blame you. I'm not a huge fan of doing that either.
Yeah, I'm just like sitting here like, oh.
So where are you guys located at?
Fountain Valley, California.
California? Damn.
Yeah. We're a Google partner. A little bit, huh? Yeah, now if you look up Google Building 1 and then Local Splash, we're right across the street from the Google headquarters. That's where I get my certification. So I could literally walk over there, but I've been messaging these guys. Yeah.
So every other SEO company, are they Google partners too or no?
No, there's only four premier Google partners. There are some other Google partners in there, but in order to be premier, it's the highest accreditation you could achieve. Like I said, we're right across the street from them. They record all our conversations. They oversee all our operations. And in order to get Google Guaranteed, it would have to go through a premier partner.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of the background checks too. Like most of the Google verifications out there go through our company. Like almost every time a new business registers and they need to get verified, unless it's like the AI can manually read it, we have to jump on and actually do a video verification with them in order to get their listing up and running. So.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry. I messaged Amy. Let me go back to that. Where is she here? He puts NA. At no point do we skip anything in the app. So yeah, so in the application you should always put something, but if it's not applicable, like insurance isn't required for you, you just put NA in there, like not applicable, just NA.
But whenever I fill it out, it has a browse files type thing.
Oh, like upload a file in there?
Yeah.
You should just be able to put NA in the box, but it's requesting upload file.
There's photo library, take photo, should I just take a photo and put NA on it or what?
Hold on, let me see you real quick.
I mean, I don't know. I have an iPhone, so it's only showing up with two files or photo library.
Yeah, I guess where you're supposed to upload the photo until, like.
Yeah, there's just no text box, or otherwise I would, but. Because then this has a sample and it shows just your certificate of liability insurance. I'm like, okay.
I got it. So there's no text box to put NA on it. It's just the photos upload section. Do we skip that? The last thing she said was, at no point do we skip anything on the app. And then it's like, what about this situation? I was going back and forth. I'm like, okay.
I do that a lot of the time. People be like, absolutely no. And then I'm like, how about this? You know, just got to clarify.
Yeah, I'm like, that is a unique situation, though. It's just like, put NA, but don't skip anything. And I'm like, okay, but it's a photos upload section. It doesn't have a photo of it. So, I mean, it's a valid question.
Exactly.
Yeah, let me see here. I know this is a lot of what, like, the Google Guarantee appointment is like. So, I mean, you're pretty much going to get into that appointment, and you're going to pretty much just breeze through it or almost nearly bypass it.
Oh, yeah, it's in 30, 40 minutes, I guess.
Yeah. Well, that's the regular interviews in 40 minutes, and then they right after that one, they're supposed to do the Google Guaranteed. And that one's focused
okay.
more on this application, but should be already ready to go okay. by then. We can address all of this.
So. And does it matter what year I put my business established?
I mean, you want to be honest, but I mean, technically it's this year, right? I mean, there, you were doing business before, but it wasn't even like Google Verified or anything yet. I mean, it's basically the only history that they would have to be able to trace back would be, you know, like your website when that started or when your other online listings started, you know.
But like my website, if it says I started a long time ago.
Yeah, just put that in there. That's fine. I mean, you could say that. It's not like they're going to go, like, sending this over to the IRS. Like, hey, IRS, did you know? You know?
Okay.
It,
right.
Yeah. What they're really looking for in these applications is like, the felonies. Like, that's the main thing.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, if you don't have a social and an EIN, then likely you didn't come to this country legally, so that's a felony. You know?
Yeah.
They're just looking for things like that. Like, we don't want to refer anybody to somebody's home and guarantee them the contractor if, you know, it's not somebody we would invite to our own home.
That makes sense. I understand.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's still not getting back to me on this thing. This one's just all communication stops.
Can I fill out this application if I download the app, or does it have to be in this email?
For a Google Guarantee, it needs to be in that email. Once it's already submitted, then it's going to initiate the background check, and then they'll go through it, and actually, that's what I'm saying, they'll have like a follow-up call. She's saying do not skip anything. So what I'm thinking is like, I've sent these messages. When she gets back to me, I'll just shoot you the text on what her response is, but the end goal should be like, don't skip anything. We might want to just wait until that Google Guarantee client interview. It's scheduled after your 4 o'clock here, so like basically 5 o'clock to 5:30 for that
one. Out then.
Yeah, it might be best to just hold off, and then they'll be able to like definitively answer your questions in real time rather than me like message them and go back and forth. That they're
okay.
actually the agent.
I'll just do that then.
Then that department, yeah. It's okay.
Okay,
sorry, I try to just like accommodate you and walk you through it as much as I can, but some of the stuff is like, it's applicable to some businesses and it's not applicable to others. Like others, I have to get their license, everything. For yours, I don't, but then they still ask for those on the document. So it's like, okay, you know,
I
gotta
I mean, you should,
let them
I shouldn't even be doing this without a license. I should have a license. I mean, it's honestly, most companies should. I don't know what company really wouldn't, but
yeah, it's not required. But once you have the LLC, you know, that stuff you could update too. So maybe it's something as simple as like, let me hold off, fix this, let me go do the license and the insurance, and then fill it out when you're ready. But that's why I told you earlier, I'm like, hey, I want to quote you 4 weeks, because if stuff pops up that slows us down, you know,
yeah.
I mean, that's different. If I would have told you, hey, 2 weeks, and then now we're at this point and we're going through it, it's like, ah, you know, but it really just depends on getting back. But I already verified you don't need that in order for us to proceed. So it's just, how do they want you to fill out that form? You know, they'll be able to address it during the interview.
Okay. Then don't even bother texting me whenever she, I mean, you can if you want, but I'll just wait to even message.
I will.
It. I'm not.
I will. That's just how I am.
Okay.
I'll send it over to you.
No.
Yeah.
That's
I like
okay.
to do everything right away. That way you don't forget it. You know, nothing gets lost.
Yeah.
All
that's
right.
That's fine with me.
All right, Benson. Well, I'm looking forward to working with you. Look out for that call. We'll be here with you shortly. I still haven't even taken my lunch. I'm supposed to take a lunch hour. So normally on those calls, I like introduce you to the rep. Like I'll call you and then I'll introduce you. But I'm going to be out of the office for like the next hour. I'm going to go get some food. And then, so they'll just call you directly, okay? So they'll just go straight to you. All right. All right, Benson. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Bye-bye.